This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's another opportunity for you to learn a lot about what's going on in the world of health, your health, the health of people around you. Certainly, it's never been more important to understand what's going on with people around you than it has been the last couple of years in the era of COVID. So we bring in Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Central Florida. Dr. Ken, as he's lovingly referred to by me and a lot of his patients, knows about as much as anybody about what's going on in the world of conventional medicine. He studies all the journals, and each week we try to take some of that information, pass it along to you, and so you can understand how to sort of conscript it into your own medical well-being, knowledge, and things that, you know, I think I'm a great believer, Ken, as you know, in finding out everything that's going on in our body. I had a physical this week, and this is the only too much information I will pass along. The doctor did a prostate exam and said, "Congratulations, you'll never have another one of these." And I looked at him and I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're 75 and they don't do them anymore after 75 because they figure that no matter what happens, even if you get it, it's not going to do you in your lifetime." So did you know that they stopped examining? You probably, of course you did. Why would I ask you if you knew that? That they don't examine men anymore after 75 because if you haven't gotten it by this point, you're probably not going to get it.
Well, that's not true.
Really?
You're assuming that that's why they say that. He didn't say that. I'm sure he didn't. Your doctor didn't say
he
that.
He said there's no insurance coverage for it.
No. That he may have said, but the reason is because the feeling among the insurers is if you do get prostate cancer, the time it takes from the onset at age 75 to develop into a malignant cancer is longer than the average lifespan at age 75.
Right.
That's what the thinking is. That's the calculus.
Okay. You're saying that with a smile on your face.
No, I'm just telling you that now with a smile on my face, with a factual look on my face. That's the way it is. Thought about.
All right, let's get to the latest facts about COVID this week. So maybe I have been talking about this on the DJV program for since late last year about how since COVID came in or the Omicron variant, how it appears in everything that you read and hear that it's very quick. It's affected lots of people. And now except in certain places like Florida, it's on the wane. But what is happening? You're in Florida. You seem very concerned. I was going to go down there next week, and I decided not to on your advice, even though I've been very fortunate. I haven't gotten any of these, and hopefully that will, knock on wood, be the case when we get through all of this in a few months. But right now, Florida is a hotbed, right?
Well, there are hotbeds all over the country. Omicron, Doug, is super, super contagious. If you're unmasked with somebody who in a room with somebody who has it, I guarantee you're going to get it.
Yeah.
And
I'll give you an example of that. May I? I'll give you an example. One of my friends who's chairman of the city council in Framingham decided after the city council meeting last week that he and three or four of the members were going to go out and have a pizza. So they went out. Unbeknownst to any of them, one of the members of this four group had been exposed to COVID the day before. So they all got it. And they're all quarantined for 5 days. All of them. Every one of them that was there. Bing, bang, boom. That's how contagious it is. So anyway, that's just an example.
It's as contagious as any virus we know of. Measles, which we're familiar with, is considered one of the most contagious viruses. You know, when you and I were youngsters, our parents pulled all the kids from the neighborhood into the same house so we would all get it together, and we all left the house and we all got measles. Omicron variant of COVID-19 is exactly the same way. And this is affecting people who are vaxxed, unvaxxed, triple vaxxed. It doesn't matter. The vaccines don't prevent the illness. They being triple vaxxed seems to dramatically decrease the risk of being hospitalized and dying from Omicron, and that's where the value of the vaccines are. And Omicron has affected so many people that even though it does seem to be of milder severity than the original strain Alpha and of the Delta variant, but there's just so many more people getting it that even if there's a small fraction of people who are being hospitalized, because people are definitely still being hospitalized from Omicron. So even though most people get a little cold or a bad cold, that's how most people get it. And so many people who get it don't even know they even have it. You start swabbing asymptomatic people and you'd be amazed how many people are positive for COVID-19 now. That doesn't mean that people are not getting hospitalized or dying from this Omicron, because they are. It's just that it's so prevalent, and even though it seems to be a milder illness, so if you have a huge number, the denominator is huge, you get a small fraction of a huge number, you're still going to get people. And here in Florida, as in most places across the country, except where it came originally, like in New York or where you are, Doug, in the Northeast, where Omicron originally came to America, it seems to be going away. It seems to be peaking where I am, and the hospitalizations are not quite as high as they were with Delta, but they're still really high, and it hasn't yet, I think, peaked, and we don't know where it's going to turn out. But right now, it's really challenging the healthcare. And what we're concerned about is that healthcare workers in the hospital are going to get ill, and who's going to take care of everybody? And getting through the next few weeks is going to be a real challenge, and we just hope that we get through it. So that is a concern.
Yeah, interesting. In California, I was looking at a survey of 52,000 patients that are infected with Omicron. Not one of them went on a ventilator. Fewer hospitalizations, et cetera, et cetera. Not that it isn't serious, but it isn't as serious as Delta, as you're pointing out here.
It's not as serious, but the number of people is so much dramatically higher.
Right.
So that if you get a much smaller fraction of a lot of people, you're still going to get people demanding the needs for inpatient services.
But you're not going to die for the most part, especially if you've had a vaccine, if you've had vaccination.
If you've been triple vaxxed, the likelihood of dying from Omicron is low. But the difference between Omicron is, if you're over 65 and you're still at risk of getting severe disease, especially if you're not vaccinated or you haven't had, and fully vaccinated means getting the booster if you're 4 to 6 months from getting your second shot, or the very young, the very young group of people, the teenagers down to infants, especially the younger age of that younger group of people. Omicron is an upper airway disease, unlike Delta and the Alpha, the original strain, which really affected the lungs, and that's how people died from serious, severe COVID. They got bad pneumonia. Omicron seems to be an upper airway disease, like a cold, like sinus infection.
Yeah,
in the upper airways, the bronchioles. And in children, this part of the respiratory system is much less well-developed, and that's why
there's a
false sense of security that COVID doesn't affect young people. Omicron affects young people.
Yeah, and that's where the hospitalizations are, if you look at some of the research. I'm just so sick of it, and so is everybody else, of the fear-based thinking and the warnings and living like this. It'll be so wonderful when it does cook itself out, which you, I think, have said is coming sooner than later. Let's just keep our fingers crossed, comparing it to what went on 1916 to 1918 with the Spanish flu there. Maybe we can talk about that in a moment. In the meantime, I want to encourage people to get their rest. The rest that you need comes from having a good, solid bed, a solid bed experience, mattresses, sheets, pillows, all that good stuff. Without a good pillow, and I'm trying to remember where I heard this week, I may have had a guest on the DJV program talking about how it is that you get your best night's rest, and it's the most important thing is your pillow. So that's where MyPillow comes in. But then they have Not only that, the mattress toppers, they have the sheets. Now, here's the deal. Right now, there's a fabulous buy one, get one free offer on all the Giza Dream sheets that you can see in the MyPillow product catalog. Check it out online, or sometimes they send them out to you. Yep. Here's the offer. Buy one, get one free. Giza Dream Sheets with that cotton that comes from Egypt. Fabulous stuff. All the MyPillow products, no matter what you buy in the catalog, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So, again, check the product. You will enter in on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll enter in DJV as a code, and you get from 30 to 65% off, plus deals like the buy one, get one free set of the Giza Dream Sheets. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. Promo code DJV, once again, at checkout at MyPillow.com. For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow, and of course, that's where MyPillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at MyPillow have had a great year, and so now they're offering great discounts on all of the MyPillow products, most notably the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way. All different colors. Soft, wonderful, the Giza cotton that's used. This is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code and the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the books right now for the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. So we're talking about COVID, the children's hospitalizations, et cetera, et cetera. One of the other things that I see in the research comes as a sort of an overall statement, I think, about COVID, isn't it? The cause, the mobility and declines in your physical prowess, especially if you're older. Yes, is that what's going on?
Well, there is an article out this week in JAMA Network Open that that those who do get COVID-19 up to 8 months later, it can affect your ability to get around, to do the physical activities that you want to do. So that's another reason why people want to try to stay away from this. I think, Doug, the optimistic view is that I think 2022 is going to be the year that we all learn to figure out how to live with COVID-19 and get our lives back in action. But, you know, even after I believe that strongly, I heard in the last day or two some really well-known experts in infectious disease concerned that they believe that this COVID-19 virus can mutate better than any virus they've ever seen. And if we don't immunize the world, we're going to keep getting these variants. So it's out there.
All the more reason for them to put it into the regular flu shot routine that people go through. Dr. Ken continuing on DJV Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Anchor Toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back with Dr. Ken. I'm Dr. Doug. Lake Cardiology is where Ken practices. He has a clinic there. You've been affected in the clinic by COVID, right? Some of the people that work there have gotten it. How has that affected your ability to serve the folks who come to you and rely on you? That's got to be a big challenge, maybe causing you to stay in the office more than the usual 12 hours a day, right?
Doug, everybody everywhere has been affected by all this. Everybody in healthcare, in every industry has been affected by this. And nobody's gotten it in the office. They've all gotten it at home with their families. And as people who work, like in any business, any healthcare facility, people usually get it at home. And when they get it, they're out. And we can talk about the current CDC guidelines of what you do when you find out you have COVID. And that's a huge controversy. But everybody who runs anything these days is affected by this. And this is something we're hoping that we can move on from in 2022.
Yep. Well, what did you say about
go to the grocery store and try to get groceries, and you'll see that that's a reflection of the people who make in every industry. You manufacture these things, you deliver these things, you provide these things, and everybody's affected by people who are out right now with Omicron, because Omicron is just. Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
So that'll be good because they'll have immunity and then they won't get it again.
It'll be good as long as there's no other new mutants coming along. If the next variant doesn't come along, we're going to be okay.
So frustrating is the Chinese Communist government is responsible for this, and nobody is holding them responsible for this complete disruption in the way all of us on the planet live. It is so outrageous. This is more a political statement than it is a medical statement. But the fact that we have let them to this point get away with this, and now the COVID thing with regard to their having the Olympics over there, and they've quarantined tens of millions of people so that folks supposedly won't get it, at least when they're getting there. I think they I don't trust them. I don't know what their motives are, but you know, the game shouldn't even be there. They shouldn't. For all kinds of, I know a lot of people boycotting it because it's China, but also there are a lot of people that aren't going because they don't want to be exposed to COVID. And as you've said, it's so contagious. I heard that COVID, the vaccine itself can lengthen the menstrual cycle. Have you heard that? Is that true?
Now you're switching topics. I'm moving around in a COVID circle. Okay. That is out there. That is being studied. And let's wait and let, there's a good study going on right now to evaluate that. And let's see what the study shows.
All right. And what about we haven't talked much about the pill. The FDA has authorized that anti-COVID pill, and it looks like the government's going to buy 20, 30 million of them to pass around.
It is sad that we haven't had an effort to get all these things out there. Right now, try to get testing equipment. Try to get therapeutics. We need the monoclonal antibody that's specific, made by Galaxo, specific for Omicron. Try to get it. You can't find it. Right now, there's therapeutics, especially from Pfizer, a pill that you have to take within 5 days. Very effective. Try to get it. It's not out there. This is very frustrating. You try to treat patients. I've had so many calls this week of people with COVID. I can't get these products.
I understand. Yeah, absolutely. Coming up in the next half hour, among other things, questions for Dr. Ken, and you'll meet Dr. Ken's daughter. That's up next here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org and understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate at large companies. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The prince on the BBC in 2019. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
This day in history. Flash, 1784, the Continental Congress ratifies the Treaty of Paris. Britain officially agrees to recognize the independence of the new United States of America. Flash, 1942, Franklin Delano Roosevelt issues a presidential proclamation number 2537, requiring non-U.S. citizens from World War II, enemy countries, Italy, Germany, and Japan to register with the United States Department of Justice. Flash, 1963, George Wallace is inaugurated as the governor of Alabama. Flash, 1973, the Miami Dolphins achieve something no NFL team has repeated, a perfect season. The Dolphins hold on to beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 in Super Bowl VII, capping a 17-0 season. Larry Zonka on head coach John Shula's coaching style from ESPN in 2020.
Was losing Super Bowl VI to the Dallas Cowboys. They kicked our and after the game, he threw everyone out of the locker room, all the media, everyone else. And he said, I want everyone in this room to remember how we feel right now because we're going to turn this from a liability to an asset. We're going to make it a negative to a positive. We're going to use this feeling of being just torn apart on the field to come out and approach the season next year one game at a time like we intend on winning every game. He did not say we were going to win every game. He said we're going to approach it like we're planning to win every game.
Lance Pry reporting for USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back with Dr. Ken, the second half hour, as I reminded you earlier. Ken's daughter is going to join us. She's an interesting angle on health and your well-being and things that she's doing. So I want to have Ken and Amanda tell that story about how you can live, as she's suggesting. She's a chip off the old block, trying to help people live a healthy lifestyle. So we'll meet her in a little bit later on. Questions for Dr. Ken. This past week, there was a heart transplant for a man at the medical center in Maryland who got a pig heart, a genetically altered pig. And there are a lot of people talking about this that don't understand how close the genetics are between pigs and humans, Ken. And that is pretty amazing when you think about it. But there are a lot of these experiments, I guess, that are going on that we don't know about. And there's so many people waiting for transplants. Is this the way to fix the problem?
Well, we already use from pigs and cows the valves from their heart. Mm-hmm. And the pig heart transplant for humans is definitely on the way, as you're talking about. And there is a lot of close similarity. The issue is that there's the supply demand is just out of balance. There's a huge demand for hearts, for transplants, and there's just not enough supply. And this is a clever way to try to deal with that supply demand mismatch.
Is it, from your point of view as a cardiologist, Is it that people are not taking care of themselves, they abuse themselves more? Is that the reason in part for the need for more hearts, because people haven't taken care of themselves and now they're waiting the either magic pill or somebody's going to show up with a heart to save their lives? Isn't there a lot of
well,
that in this?
Part of it is human behavior. Part of it is genetics. Part of it is just bad luck. You can pick up not so much the COVID virus, but there are viruses out there that fortunately this is not common, but you can be exposed to a virus and one day have a perfectly, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but this is how vital life is. One day you have a perfectly normal functioning heart and then suddenly you have a heart that barely works. And these are called viral cardiomyopathies. They're so sad. Fortunately, many do regain their function, but sometimes there's no heart muscle left and the only solution is to get a new heart. And this has nothing to do with anything anybody's done. It's just, you know, it's just amazingly bad luck. There are times, you know, you start, I'm not recommending people take cocaine, but that obviously, but you take cocaine, you're going to have a heart attack at any age and you can destroy your heart. And obviously, if you smoke, high blood pressure, diabetes out of control, all of these factors that we talk about all the time, there are certainly lifestyles that predispose you to having your heart wear out and not function.
Yeah. Ken is a cardiologist, that I've said. A lot of people go to Florida to see him, and you can be among that group. Although he's very, very busy, there always is a time that he can squeeze you in, whether it's in telemedicine or actually in the office, probably more telemedicine now because people don't want to be messing around in person unless they have to for an exam. You can connect with Ken and his office by dialing 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. One of the things that we haven't talked about this year, but I think we've in the past warned people at this time of year about shoveling snow. There are a lot of people that are just too old or they're out of shape or whatever. A lot of people get injured. A lot of people die every year. We got the snow situation in the Northeast. What are you telling people that maybe snowbirds coming down to see you in Florida?
Well, fortunately, in Florida, you don't do much shoveling of snow. So we don't have to deal with that problem. But shoveling snow is a big demand, extra demand for blood, keeping yourself warm, and also the weight of snow. And, again, it becomes a supply-demand mismatch for blood to the heart, and that's where you have big problems of heart attacks. Yeah. If you're not out there doing physical activity, don't start during a snowstorm.
All right, this is the advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DGV Health. In a moment, we're going to meet Ken's daughter, Amanda, and talk about what she's doing to help people educate. She's helping to educate and getting people to educate themselves about their own health and well-being. So we'll have that conversation in a few moments here on the DGV Health program. A lot of people ask me and ask Ken and they'll ask other people about Calitrin or about losing weight. What's the best way? You just heard him talking about people who abuse themselves. There are a lot of people in this country that are way overweight. And this time of year after the holidays, as you know, on the radio, on television, barrage of ads. Join this gym. Do this weight loss program. Eat this kind of food. And it goes on and on and on. There are a lot of weight loss stories, success stories that end with people saying the secret to their success losing weight is Calitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin's been helping customers lose weight the healthy way for almost 25 years. And the secret to their success is that it's good for you because it's all natural. The ingredients. You don't have to go on a special diet. You don't have to go buy other things. The success rate, it takes a while to do this, but it's, what is the old expression? Slow and steady wins the race. If you have questions, you can go to the content section of toploss.com. You can even meet a person that could be turn out to be your consultant. All kinds of help. You can find out more about how Calitrin works the natural way by checking out things at their website. It's toploss.com. When you're buying, use the code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you get the new year, the new you special buy Again, buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal. 3 and 3, whatever you want, 10 and 10. It's a powerful message on saving yourself. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin, and you go to toploss.com to do just that.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DGV Health Program. Joining us now is his daughter, Amanda Kronhaus. I was thinking, when we first started talking about having her on, Ken, I remember, Amanda, you're probably going to blush. I can remember you when your age bracket was the single digits. So you have changed. You have grown up. You've become quite successful. You have involved yourself a lot in theater. Your father is very proud. Every time he calls me, he's talking about something else that you're doing, and that's very cool. You have become involved in a large scholarship program for women. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. So, hello. My name is Amanda Kronhaus. I no longer have single digits as my age. We won't say what it really is, but I'm just kidding. But I am involved with the Miss America organization. I've been involved with them for many years now. I compete in the Miss Florida Scholarship Program, and Miss America is one of the largest providers of scholarships to young women, and I am able to compete in the phases of talent, social impact initiative, red carpet, and interview. I've gained so many incredible things from this program, including learning how to speak, learning how to walk, learning how to carry myself, refining my voice and my singing as I sing for talent. So I am such a big proponent of this program. I reigned as the longest Miss Apopka, which is a city in Orlando, for over 2 years because of COVID. And I've learned so much from this program. And so through this program, I developed this. We have to have a platform, or we call it Social Impact Initiative. And so my Social Impact Initiative is called Health for Everybody. And my biggest goal through this, I briefly just want to share. So when I was growing up, as you probably remember, I was very overweight. I really struggled with my weight, and I was obese, and really struggled as well with my self-image. And so as I grew up, and I in high school, I lost over 50 pounds, and I've kept it off ever since. But then in college, I lost even more and really struggled with an eating disorder and didn't know how to find health. And so through the last couple years, I've really found that balance. I've learned how to love myself. And so many people set out on weight loss journeys or health journeys at the beginning of the year, and they come at it from this place of, oh, well, when I lose this amount of weight, I'll be happy with myself. And the truth of the matter is, I want to teach people that they need to be going investing in health from a place of love and not from a place of, oh, I need to fix myself. So that's a big part of my message, is to invest and learn more about health so that you can treat your body right on the inside and love it on the outside.
You know, your father and I often engage in the connection between spirit, mind, and body. And it sounds mm-hmm. to me like you're playing on that as much as anything else, because what's inside is going to affect what's inside your head. And
Absolutely.
What's inside your head is spiritual sometimes, going to affect how your body is looking and feeling. So congratulations to you. How does this practically, how do people find the information? How do they learn from what it is that's being promoted here by the Miss America folks and you particularly?
Sure. So we have lots of social media. Miss America, you can at Miss America on Instagram, Miss Florida at Miss America FL, and me personally, I'm developing, I have an Instagram called health.for.everybody, and I'm working as well. My next big goal is to start a podcast, and I really want to be able to bring on certified health coaches, people that I know that have had health transformations, people from all different walks of life, mental health, physical health. My father.
Yeah.
I know he's a great radio guest. Yeah. I've heard at least. I'm just kidding.
I think you might be fine on your podcast. Yes.
Yeah, I think he might do okay. He's a huge inspiration to me. He really has showed me this whole time the importance of health and the way that I want to spread that message to people and help people learn how to live healthy lifestyles in the right way, because there's just so much misinformation out there.
Awesome.
And so that's really my goal through my Facebook page, Instagram, hopefully soon podcast, to be able to get that information out there.
Here, because this is the Miss America thing, people listening may think that the info is just for women. And I'm guessing, even though this is aimed at women everywhere, to get them mm-hmm. to the next level, if you will, to stay healthy or get healthy, it certainly would seem to me that a lot of this stuff would apply to men as well, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've been fortunate enough to develop this through, you know, being involved in Miss America and developing something that I'm incredibly passionate about. But my message goes to men, women of all ages everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's what people need to remember. This is good for everybody. So I think under the circumstances, people look at the short term, Amanda, and not at the mm-hmm. long term. It seems to me, and maybe this would be something that is part of the podcast, maybe you can call it the next hashtag, the next 100 years. I know that's one of the things that has
right.
identified you, or you identified it, but that's a great podcast name if you haven't come up with one yet.
I love that.
Well, how about that?
that's really great. Oh, my goodness. We're creating as we speak.
Right.
But, yes, yeah, so Miss America just celebrated our 100th year anniversary. They just had their 100th year competition held at the Mohegan Sun. And so that's a big message now on to the next 100 years of the Miss America Scholarship Program. And I'm honored to be a part of it. I'm honored to get to compete in this organization, and I'm honored to get to speak about health and continue broadcasting that message to a larger audience.
A chip off the old block, as it were. Yeah, get your father on. I'll go on with your father if you want sometime on the podcast. And let us know through your father when the podcast is new and what the subject matter is, because we'll promote it on the air on the DJV Health Program. Your father is very
Wonderful.
Proud of you, with good reason.
Thank
he
you.
Loves talking about you, and I, much of, as I said before, our conversation involved what's going on with you. So congratulations. Good for you. Again, a focus that is very needed across the board, age-wise and otherwise. So here's to the next hashtag 100, as they say. Amanda Kronhaus here with Dr. Ken. Ken didn't say anything. I did all
good
the
job.
Questions. It's good. You got all the answers, Amanda. This is DJV Health.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now at 53 past the hour, DJV Health Time. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here with answers to questions that come as a result of all kinds of inquisitiveness, including women who are breastfeeding. Is it true that breastfeeding may boost a mother's heart health? And does it last? You know, it's an interesting...
This is some great news because we know the benefits to the child of breastfeeding. There's an article out this week in the Journal of the American Heart Association that for women who breastfeed, they get an extended benefit of lowered risk of heart attacks and strokes because they breastfed. Great news.
Isn't that very... Yeah. All right. So how would that work, just out of curiosity? Is it because... Your plump, the blood needs to circulate more, especially into certain areas.
I knew you would ask that, but the study wasn't powered to do that. We can speculate. It seems like the inflammatory markers in the woman's body are lower, and it also seems like they lose weight quicker after their pregnancy if they breastfeed. But again, this needs to be studied much better to find it, figure out the mechanism.
Next question comes from sort of an experience that I'm having in a manner of speaking. The amount of sleep that I get, I'm close to 7 hours. It doesn't always get there, but I know that between 6.5 and 6 hours and 45 minutes, I'm okay. Lately, I have been dreaming a lot. And I understand that there is an overview of how, if you're sleeping well, you get this memory enhancement, faces, names, and all that sort of thing. Why would that be?
Well, the brain just recycles itself. It needs to do this on a daily basis. And if you're having trouble remembering faces and names, one of the issues may be you're just not getting enough good quality sleep. This comes out of NPJ Science of Learning this week, a medical journal. and just make sure you're getting adequate amount. We used to tell people 7 to 8. There was a study out about a year ago. The ideal amount is 6 to 7 hours. And if you are clocking 6 to 7 hours, then it's time to talk to your best local sleep doctor. They're often lung specialists who subspecialize in sleep because there may be an issue with the quality of your sleep. Sleep apnea is so common, and you need the duration of sleep, but you need also good quality sleep during that time you're sleeping.
Right. All right. Now, the question of what happens when you live alone, and if that is, I don't live alone, I have a dog. But is that,
that doesn't count.
It doesn't? I don't know.
In this, well, it helps. It helps a bit, but not. You didn't get credit in this study.
I didn't. Okay. So a lot of people who live alone have had their hearts broken. I certainly had mine broken. And, it's all romance and relationships and stuff. And what does that do for us in terms of our longevity?
Well, in this interesting study published this week in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, they found men, not so much women, but men who live alone combined with a number of heartbreaks, relationships that don't work out, seem to have significantly increased levels of inflammatory markers, which they measured in this study, and also ending up into having more disease and not living as long. And it seemed like the women who had the heartbreak and lived alone didn't have this effect. So it's an effect noted especially in men. And I guess the solution is trying to have getting relationships that work and or not living alone. But, don't shoot the messenger. This is what they
saw.
Well,
that could be. That applies to both you and me. Under the circumstances, and so
I didn't know I was breaking up with a lot of people.
No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about living alone.
No, but that's not what they said. That's not this study. It's not just living alone. It's living alone combined with having multiple failed personal relationships with lovely,
all right. Lovely. You haven't had as many as I've had then in that department.
You beat me there.
I've got plenty of those stories to tell. All right, let's see here.
That combination, multiple failed lovely relationships and living alone as a man, puts you at increased risk for illness.
Got it. All right. I'm not buying that. I'm not even going to listen to that. I think if you let it pass in one ear and not the other, maybe it'll be okay. You won't have... I think if you don't concentrate on things like that, maybe they don't have it. Again, it's the spirit-mind-body connection. Questions for Dr. Kent, a weekly feature of the DJV Health Program on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.